your beauty. Good morning. We are going to begin today with an image that connects us to beauty, the cherry blossom. The Onabugeishas, ancient Japanese warriors, appreciated these flowers enormously, for they are of splendid beauty and allude to the ephemeral nature of life. Since the blossoms quickly disappear, the cherry tree was associated with the Onabugeisha's code to live the present without fear. Up until today, there is a Japanese traditional costume that contemplates the beauty of cherry trees, the hanami. We suggest that you meditate on this image, perceiving what sensations the beauty of the cherry blossoms bring to you. Do they inspire you? Do they calm you down? Do they bring you euphoria? Observe it. What about in your life? How has beauty been manifesting itself? Sometimes, when we may be enduring hard times, for lack of time, or for our attention being predominantly focused on a routine that is basic, functional, productive, there is a loss of beauty on the details of our life. And together with this loss, spaces of contemplation are closed within us, spaces that nurture us, welcome us, speak to our feminine nature. The retrieval of beauty is therefore great nourishment to the feminine. Bringing that beauty to the world we inhabit is of great importance. Whether it be a flower on the table or a pleasant fragrance in the air, small actions have the power to reconnect us with the beautiful in our daily life. How could you today bring beauty to your home or room or work environment? Also, in which way do you appreciate the beauty of the people with whom you live? Exercise. We suggest that today, before beginning any exchange with anyone, you look at that person before you and you find the beauty which is in them. If you feel it is okay, respectfully and tenderly, tell them what you've observed. Allow them to know what beauty your eyes see in them. It could be you find beauty in the way they dress up, in their hair, the accessories they wear. It could even be their smile, the way they communicate, their eyes. Only two things are to be observed. You may not lie, nor express yourself mechanically as though you are trying to complete a task just to utter words. We must look within, truly appreciate them, and express it out. When we remind others of their beauty, when we see the beautiful, when we talk about beauty, we are making the world more beautiful. Albert Einstein said, "The ideals which have lighted my way have been kindness, beauty, and truth." And Dostoevsky wrote, "Beauty shall save the world."